When I was younger, I had a health scare when I was very sick and my doctor found out I had pneumonia. It's an illness that affects the lungs and it made it really hard to breathe. Some other symptoms that I experienced were a high fever and a bad cough. I actually had to stay in the hospital for a couple of days because of the severity of the strain I had. I felt pretty bad, but I think it scared my parents a little more than it actually scared me. Luckily, I was able to make a full recovery and I didn't miss too much of school time. Even luckier is the fact that I really haven't experienced anything like that since then, and quite frankly, I don't want to.
When I was a teenager, I was hanging out with some of my friends doing what we did as a group pretty often. We were skateboarding. I admit, it was a little dangerous, but the biggest problem I ran into was being too proud to listen to my mom. I was supposed to be wearing my helmet and my arm and knee pads. However, I thought I was too cool for that. Well, this particular afternoon would have been a great time to heed my mother's advice. I was trying a trick and missed the landing. I tried to break my fall with my hands, and instead of breaking my fall completely, I broke my wrist. I pretty much knew it right away, and on the way to the hospital, I was mad at myself because I knew I wouldn't be able to play some of the team sports I was involved with at the time.
Like everyone else, I've been sick my fair share of times. However, maybe the sickest I have ever been didn't last very long. Even though it only lasted about 24 hours, it was excruciating. I went out to eat one night with my family, and that night I woke up suddenly with a terrible stomach pain. It turned out that I had food poisoning from something that I ate at the restaurant. For the next day or so, I could barely do anything. I certainly couldn't eat, and I had a really difficult time keeping any water down, so I was also very dehydrated. Needless to say, I never went back to eat at that restaurant.